Well, today we have a very interesting parable from St. Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 11. This is called the parable of the 10 servants. Each were given one gold coin. This is different from one of the other parables where the Lord gives somebody one, somebody else five, and somebody else 10 coins. That's a different parable, but it does have a very similar result. In this particular case, he gives 10 men each one gold coin. A gold coin in those days was worth 200 denarius. A denarius was a day's wage. So 200 would be about 6 months, it was a very substantial coin. It was worth about 6 months of work. So 200 days' wages. So each was given a gold coin. This man who then went off to become king will come back to see what each of the servants did with their 200 days' wages, with their gold coin. Now, we only know what happened to three of them. We don't know about the other seven. The first man was able to take his gold coin and use it very wisely, and he invested and he bought and sold and traded, was able to build that up to 10 coins. He turned one coin into 10 gold coins, so he did quite well. And so the king says, "Well done. You were a good and faithful servant. You used your effort, your ingenuity, your hard work, and you were able to produce 10 gold coins from this one coin. Therefore, since you were faithful in small matters, I'll make you a governor over 10 cities." Then it gets a really interesting parable. The next fellow says he took his gold coin and he was able, through work and effort, to be able to multiply that, and now he has 5 gold coins. And so the king says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. I'll put you in charge of 5 cities." Well, the third person that we hear about, he says, "Here is your gold coin back. I knew I was afraid of you, and so I just kept it wrapped up in a handkerchief." So notice he did not bury it in the ground, which would have been actually safer, nor did he put it in the bank where he would have earned some interest and gotten some, maybe produced 1 or 2 gold coins from that. But he just kept it wrapped up in a handkerchief. Well, the king was very displeased. He called him a wicked servant, and perhaps he was lazy, perhaps he was fearful, but he did not even try or take any risks. And so therefore he inherited no cities, because he was not faithful in the small things. He would not be given more responsibility. Now, this parable has many applications. One of them, of course, is that the Lord gives each of us gifts and talents that he wants us to use during our lifetime. There's a saying that what we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. So we should be risk takers for Christ. We should be not afraid. Pope John Paul II always said that, be not afraid. So we have to use our gifts and talents for the Lord. If we don't use our gifts and talents, we lose our gifts and talents. They're like muscles that need to be exercised. The more we use them, the stronger they get. We also know that we will all have to render an account of our lives before the Lord, and we'll have to render an account of what he gave us and how we were able to use the gifts and talents that he gave us, because we have to show ourselves to the Lord on Judgment Day. And so we need to live our faith and practice it with courage and with effort and industriousness. We have to grow our faith during our time on earth, and we have to share our faith, not keep it hidden, not bury it, not wrap it up in a handkerchief, but to use our gifts and talent for the Lord. I think as long as he sees us trying and showing effort, he will be pleased. The first two were faithful and hardworking. The last was unfaithful and full of fear. And what we want the Lord to say to us at our deathbed is when we come before God is, well done, good and faithful servant. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So the last application is what we do in this life. If we're faithful in this life, then we receive eternal life, something far greater. So we should ask ourselves, each one of us is given certain gifts and talents. Are we using them for the Lord? We should never be filled with fear, always filled with confidence and trust, and be willing to work to build up the kingdom of God.